views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely spring now in spring day. It's great to be having gone through the winter, although some places are still feeling like winter, but it's going to get warmer and we're looking forward to that. Well, I am excited today to be introducing you to a person who has a very interesting book, The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing. It's Jennifer
Gail,
you know, I forgot to ask her. Gail, okay. She combines her bachelor's in music and master of health sciences with her background in energy medicine, including acupuncture, Chinese medicine, astrology, and yoga. So she's been integrating this knowledge to inspire new awareness of ancient medicine and weaving together the threads of ancient science and spirit that formed the original tapestry of medicine. Gail explains how to restore the cosmic foundations of healing for personal, planetary, and universal health and well-being. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, we have got, there is so much in your book. We have a lot to go through this hour, so we're going to dive right in. But first, I want you to share some of your story. You know, you have such a diverse background. What drew you to study all the, you know, music, energy medicine, astrology, the ancient systems, yoga, all these? What drew you to go that direction?
Well, in case it isn't obvious, I am very much a seeker of truth and knowledge and wisdom. But more than that, I mean, I've just been searching out, as many people do, who am I really? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? How can I be of service and find joy in my life? Find service in a way that is joyful and that is inspiring to me and those around me, rather than it being from some sacrifice, have to do, must do, obligated in some way. But anyway, yes, music is where I began at the age of 6, started on piano, started violin at the age of 7. So music has always been part of my life, and I've felt deeply the healing power of music. As a teenager, then I became really fascinated by the language, by astrology. I began to learn about myself and my own signature through the language of astrology. And, you know, all of us as teenagers go through this awkward period feeling like we don't belong anywhere, really. All we want to do is belong, and we feel out of our element. I certainly did. Maybe not everyone, but I did. Didn't feel like I belonged in my family tribe or among my peers, and I just wondered why. And so astrology gave me a deeper understanding of who I really am, and it made visceral for me what I learned in catechism, that this presence that they, you know, in catechism we're taught is God. This infinite wisdom knows every hair on your head and every prayer upon your lips before you utter the words. So that's when it really became real for me. And then fast forward to college, Yes, I got a degree in music. But post-college, I became fascinated with energy medicine and took Reiki, Healing Touch. It was later on that I studied yoga, but massage school and all of the different energy modalities, looking for a way to combine sound and energy. I found myself working at an acupuncture school, loving acupuncture and Chinese medicine. It just made so much sense to me. And it was through that avenue and through that experience that I learned about acutonic. Acu for acupuncture, tonics for the tones that are used on the body and on the acupuncture points meridian system in place of needle insertion. So for me, it really brought everything together because the tuning forks are calibrated to the planetary frequencies. And up to that point, you know, I was just asking, how in the world am I going to integrate these three passions of mine, music, astrology, and now Chinese medicine? And lo and behold, here comes acutonics. So it provided that platform for me.
Yeah, it's interesting how it all comes together, doesn't it? You know, I mean, it takes years, you're in one thing, then another, and then eventually it's like, oh, wow, this all fits together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it supports, it's not an easy path, but it does support the notion that when we are true to ourselves and we follow our bliss, you know, like Joseph Campbell talked about, then we will find the answer. It may not come overnight, but eventually we'll find what we're looking for. So, you know, it was years after I found acutonics that I then had the idea for this book, but that gives you the fundamental background.
Yeah. So I would love for you to share, give us an basic idea of this connection, because what you're kind of bringing together is the connection between human health and cosmic science. What can you get a little, just, you know, I know it has to be basic because you have a whole book on this.
Yeah. Well, ancient medicine always, you know, most of the Eastern philosophies had maintained this continuity throughout their whole lifespan. So Eastern medicine didn't really have experienced any schisms like we in the Western culture have, but ancient physicians always recognized this as above, so below connection. And it started with Hermes Trismegistus, also known as Thoth in Egyptian culture, but Hermetic medicine is that very, it capitalizes on that phrase, as above, or that concept, I should say, and that philosophy, as above, so below. So, yeah, the ancients recognized that that the organs in the body correspond to certain planets and planetary frequencies. And this is not just the human body. This is the earth body, all of the plants, the stones, the medicinal earth. I mean, everything, life. Planet Earth is alive. It's a live being, and all of the life on Earth corresponds to life in the solar system. And we really have lost that in Western culture. We've lost that understanding.
Yeah, so we've gone to modern medicine, and there's that. Although, you know, we're moving, things are kind of coming back together because there's so many alternative healing modalities now, and some places where traditional medicines are combining those things together, and that's working well. And so what you're talking about here is that our cells even reflect the images. I have some of your words here that reflect the images of galaxies seen through our telescopes. So, you know, it's kind of amazing to think that's that microcosm, macrocosm, and that that we reflect. We are part of this amazing, I don't know what you would call it, universal system.
Well, it is. It's truly, it is challenging to define. And it's easier to, I am not I don't affiliate with any specific religion or doctrine. I'm spiritual, though. And it's easier, I suppose, to say God than it is to say infinite, incomprehensible intelligence. But there definitely is an infinite wisdom that is in every part and that encompasses all. And, you know, it's found through the language of math and music and harmony. It's what Pythagoras called the harmony of the spheres. But this harmony exists in inner space, as you said, at the subatomic level of our human anatomy, as well as in the greatest reaches of the cosmos, which is infinite. I mean, there is no end to that. And when you understand that we have this same infinite potential within us, then you begin to look at life very differently and can capitalize on, well, the infinite possibilities that exist for you in whatever situation it is that you're facing. And so, I mean, really, there is a lot in this book which truly was guided by what I quite frankly call my intergalactic family. And it wasn't easy for me to talk about this, especially given my conservative upbringing and the conservative town in which I live. But it is what it is. And for me, it's the truth of my experience. And it was a very healing experience to give voice through the book what I was given in my, you know, the information and the intuitions that were revealed to me. So there's, and I did my best to balance it with, these aren't just spiritual flights of fancy that I'm talking about. I do feel like it is a channeled work, but it was a co-creative process and very much grounded in history, very much grounded in science.
Yes, that's for sure. I mean, you have quotes from a lot of people. There's a lot of, you can tell you've done your work of studying all this too. Interesting you say channel, because I had no idea the sense that it is channeled, but isn't everything we write in a way channeled that
exactly.
Comes through us, you know? So,
yes.
But you know what? We're going to come back after our break. We're going to take a break, and I want you to share about, because in the title of your book, Planetary Signatures, and what that has to do with medicine and healing and all that. So we'll be back real soon and talk more with Jennifer Gale.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm with Jennifer Gale, author of The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing. So, as I said when we started our break, that we wanted to get into talking about planetary signatures. So can you describe what those are and also what it has to do with healing and medicine and our lives?
Okay. Well, okay, so planetary signatures is the natal chart, which I also call our cosmic imprint or celestial signature. Call it whatever you will, but what it is a snapshot of the sky at the time a person is born. So at their specific city, time zone, longitude, latitude, at their specific time of birth, the sky has a signature. And so and this is a common question that people ask, what about twins? What about people who may be born same town, same time, place, they have the same relative signature? And my answer to that is that I'm going to use a musical metaphor. Consider a musical composition, whether it's a violin concerto, just whatever, it doesn't really matter. We'll just say violin concerto. If that piece, you know, notes on the page are the same, you know, but they're going to sound different whether or not it is brought to life by a student or a master musician. And so when you have even twins, let's say, who have nearly the same or virtually the same celestial signature, they're still going to bring it to life differently according to their consciousness or the soul, the actual soul that is going to bring that signature to life. So planetary signatures, another analogy is like a bottle of wine that carries the notes of the grapes from which it was made, but the more the wine matures, the better it tastes. So we all have this cosmic imprint. And then as the planets continue to move in their own cycles, they will trigger our signature in ways that activate that area of life, much the same way that, you know, needle insertion activates energy in the body, or in my case, the tuning forks placed, you know, that vibration will revitalize or bring to life and activate energy in the body. So how does this correlate to healing? The way that I perceive healing, and the word heal, H-E-A-L, goes back to the Germanic or Old English word hal, H-A-L. That word means whole, W-H-O-L-E. And all we have to do is look out in the world today. We see all the fragmentation. We see the fragmentation that has taken place in our current medical paradigm. So to really heal, we need to know who we are. We need to remember, literally bring all the members back, all of the parts of ourselves that are represented in that cosmic imprint. We need to understand who we are, what our talents are, what our gifts are, what our challenges are, and understand, too, that even the challenges and the dissonances that we feel or the dis-ease that we feel in our being is an opportunity to bring greater harmony, to shine a light on that, and to, you know, glean the gifts of the shadow self, the part of ourselves that, you know, we may be afraid of expressing or afraid of calling into our conscious expression. But that is where the magic is. And so the more we understand who we are, and in my case, you know, I'm an advocate of using the language of astrology to do just that. The more we understand who we are, the more we know how we can heal and to not be afraid of change, because we simply cannot have any healing in our lives without change. And that's what the transits and the, you know, are calling forth.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things too, I think you mentioned it, the zodiac, actually even corresponds to the to our parts of the body, the chakras.
Yes.
And I know somebody else who, we had an astrologer at Woman of Wisdom this year, and she has a book, Your Body and the Stars, that she wrote with a doctor. And,
oh, wow.
And also does this work of the zodiac signs within each organ and the healing aspect that, you know, that is needed and on those body parts. So it's interesting. You're kind of saying the same thing of,
Yes, and so there are, this is easily found, you know, if people want to Google it, but you can find pictures of, and of course there are illustrations in my book too, of ancient images of the body and correlations between the planets and the endocrine system. Now, I do want to clarify for listeners that there are different schools of thought, and so there will be different correspondences. They're not all going to agree precisely. However, the general concept and agreement among all those ancient schools of thought is that while there may be some overlapping, there is a correspondence between the planets and our organ system. So, and then, of course, there's a correspondence between the zodiac signs and the 12 meridians in the body and the energy and all of the mapping system, you know, reflected in Chinese medicine is how the Chinese perceive it as constellations in the heavens.
Yeah, it's interesting
so
to
we're
look
multidimensional.
At. Yes. And the Chinese system is very different than this, I think what you're talking about stems from the Egyptian system, seems like to me, in all the readings I've had, and the differences. But together, there's a lot of interesting probably correlations and commonalities and things and working with those together. One of the things that you talk about in your book is the four building blocks of the cosmos. And I'd love for you to share the basics of that.
Sure. That is a great way for those listeners out there who may not be familiar at all with astrology and may in fact feel intimidated, because it's a language like any other language. You know, it takes some time to understand the archetypes and the symbols and all of that. But a great place to start is by understanding the elements. And so when it comes to the four building blocks that that I write about in chapter four, I think it is. We have fire, fire, solids, liquids, and gas that are the four building blocks of the cosmos. And then you translate that to the human body and to astrology, and we have fire, earth, air, and water. These are the same four elements in the Tarot system, and these are also the same four energies that ancient physicians prior to and up to the time of Hippocrates practice. There was something called humoral medicine. So you had hot, cold, moist, dry, and they all combined in certain ways to form these elements. And then the elements combined to create different phenomena in the body. But getting back to the four elements, these building blocks, for anyone out there, like I said, not familiar with the language of astrology, just consider how the elements operate in nature. Look at how fire operates. It moves quickly. It's loud. It's crackly. It consumes what's in its path. It is transforming whatever it touches. So the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, all have certain elements like this. I also want to mention that yin, feminine energy, receptive energy, and intuitive energy, and yang, masculine, active, conscious movement energy, those two complementary forces divide into the four elements. So under yang, we have fire and air. These are upward moving and quick. So air wants to circulate constantly. And so Libra, Gemini, Aquarius tend to, and it also represents the intellect. I should state that fire represents spirit. Air represents the intellect. So I'm going to continue moving through the elements because I know we don't have all day. I could spend too much time on each element. So then we have the two yin elements, earth and water. With earth, we have Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. So think of how earth operates. Yin elements in general are, instead of upward moving, they descend. They're deliberate. They need time to process. So earth, we grow roots deep into the ground, and earth seems to be, from our perspective, immovable. Earth is slow to change. It's very solid, dependable, reliable, pragmatic. Earth depends on, and it represents the physical, the body. Moving on to water. Water represents the emotions. And so water signs, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. The way water operates in nature is it takes on the shape of its environment. Water drops immediately bond to each other. You can't separate one drop of water from the rest of the ocean, river, whatever. And so as soon as water signs walk into a room, they immediately emotionally bond. It's like when they come from the hallway into a room, they're thinking to themselves, what happened? What changed? All I did was walk in the room. But they immediately feel what the energy of the space is. And so it's very important for them to develop healthy boundaries, to understand where their emotions stop and another's begin.
Okay, so you've outlined those. We're going to have to take a break now, and we're going to come back and take a look at the patterns in our world and the universe and how they express themselves in these four directions. So stay tuned. We'll be back and talk more with Jennifer Gale.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at VoicesOfWomenToday.com. That's VoicesOfWomenToday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about the science of planetary signatures and medicine with Jennifer Gale. So Jennifer, can you share your website that people can check out your information more and all these things that you have to offer for people?
Sure. My website is soundworksbygehl.com.
Okay, and you also, you offer services, and so people can look on your website of what you have available.
Yes, I do in-person sessions using Accutonics and using the astrology chart, and then I also do long-distance services, creating harmonic recordings based on the astrology chart.
Okay, fascinating. Okay, so we've been talking about, well, a lot, but we were talking about astrology and we were talking about the
building
patterns,
blocks.
The building blocks. Yeah. And so I want to move on to, because you talk a lot in your book about these patterns and how they this all comes together. There's so many things. A lot of chapters in your book about geometric forms. And so you're talking about pyramids and tetrahedron shapes and spirals.
Yeah.
And how all that comes together to contribute to our understanding of the world and healing and medicine.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's so much to this subject. And I, some of this was quite challenging to write about, after doing the research, but I will really try to simplify. So I think sacred geometry is a topic that is really popular right now, at least among, you know, the people that I've spoken to and in the other interviews that I've done. And for me, this has to do with, well, sacred geometry has to do with the Platonic solids, which also correspond with the elements that I just talked about in the last segment. Now, there are five Platonic solids, but the fifth is what encompasses everything. It represents the universe. And this is what ancient philosophers and physicians knew about and spoke about. But they kind of hid this knowledge in symbolic ways, and they use math a lot the Pythagoreans use math as a way to hide certain knowledge that was secret, because the ancients were indoctrinated or initiated into a priesthood, you know, so they weren't just physicians, they were also philosophers, priests, musicians, physicists. They understood the, you know, how everything was integrated and interconnected. These patterns are also found in what we consider to be empty space. So people like Nassim Haramein, to which I refer in my book, Nassim Haramein is one that I would recommend listeners to, you know, to find out about and look at the Resonance Project, because that's where I got my information. But the gist of it is that empty space matters. Empty space is not empty. It's concentrated energy that holds for us infinite potential, which is what we talked about in the first segment. Inner space is as infinite as outer space. And so, looking at this, this is the language of sacred geometry. And I think for our benefit, I sort of need to leave it at that and refer people to my book, because I spent a great deal of time explaining this. But if I have time, go ahead. I know you're going to ask me something.
Oh, no, there's a lot there. It's interesting to look at. I like the thought of empty space matters, holding infinite potential. And that's all within us. It's like going to that place of stillness. And that's where we get our creative ideas, and where you start feeling that anything is possible. We have unlimited possibilities. And it's kind of from that space, empty space. And all relates to this, you know, secret knowledge, and interesting that the ancients put it in symbolic ways. They kept it secret. And I think now we're in an age where it's not to be secret anymore. And
exactly.
So it's there available for us to make use of, to discover. So one of the shapes I want you to talk about, because I love it, is the spirals. And the, you talk about the significance of the golden spiral. And you know, there's the figure of the man by Leonardo da Vinci that is such a symbol of healing and of humankind, and the proportions of even of our body is matching proportions that are out there in the universe is quite fascinating.
Exactly. Yeah. So there are a couple of chapters that the listeners might find interesting. One called Philosophy, P-H-I-losophy, the mean between the extremes, and then Nature's Spin, a sound effect. So for me to really best explain these concepts to listeners, I'm going to fall back on Pythagoras and the Pythagorean concept, because this was the huge epiphany for me, especially in terms of astrology and how astrology can be applied medicinally. So to Pythagoreans, number in itself is order, and it's the language of the universe, of the cosmos. Number in space is represented by geometry, geometric designs, which again is speaking to the sacred geometry. Number in time is represented by music. And then we have number in space-time, which is astronomy. So it occurred to me that if astronomy is the language of the cosmos, of space-time, then astrology is the language of the individual's connection to the cosmos. Astrology is what makes personal all of these sacred geometry, all of the, you know, the math and the music and the harmony in the cosmos. So we have a miniature representation, in other words, of the music of the spheres as it is represented in our astrology chart. Okay, so you wanted to talk about the golden spiral. All right. And Fibonacci. again, this is something that I knew about, but it was quite a challenge for me to, you know, digest and process and put down on paper. But I'm proud of the work, and I think that readers will get a lot from reading those chapters. But in essence, Leonardo da Vinci understood this, and he was way ahead of his time, much more than an artist, as you know, we've discovered other ancients, you know, that they were physicians, philosophers. They understood many different subjects, not just one. And so he did illustrate all of these different proportions that exist in the body. And again, it's just another representation of the as above, so below. But we see these, the golden spiral is based on a growth cycle that follows the Fibonacci sequence. And so the Fibonacci sequence also corresponds to the irrational number phi, P-H-I. And I consider, phi has been considered as the logos, or the what I do call the great reconciler. And so Plato called phi the mean between the extremes, because while it creates infinity, it also reconciles all those infinite expressions back to the original equation, or back to the original source. So, the golden mean and, the golden ratio, it was golden because it represents, in the language of math, or through the language of math, this diversity within unity. I don't know how else to explain that in the short time that we have.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have to read the book.
Well, yes, please. it's been a lot of time, like I said.
Yeah, and you have a lot of diagrams too in the book, explaining that. And I think there's a fascination with spirals. The people love spirals. There's something about spirals that, you know, it's an ancient, you see it in the Aboriginal paintings, you see it in the Native American. There's mm-hmm. something very universal about spirals and touches, you know, I feel there's this touching within us of some remembrance or knowledge of.
Yeah.
That we don't understand necessarily.
Well,
it's just innateness.
Yes, and the wonderful thing about the spiral is that there is no end to it. So I'm just going to read, if I may, this.
Oh, well, we have to go on a break. We'll come back.
Okay, sorry.
Read that when we come back after our break.
Okay, great.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down. Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Jennifer Gale. So, Jennifer, we were talking about spirals, and you were going to read something, and so we'll continue with that.
Yeah, just a really short quote, Lewis Richardson, from who was in the 19th century, 1881 to 1953, but it's a cute little quote. Big worlds have little worlds, which feed on their velocity. And little worlds have lesser worlds, and so on to viscosity. And so, I mean, it's just a little quote that is talking about the spiral and how it continues on out in infinity and then inward to infinity. So it just reinforces what we've been talking about in this interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because you think a spiral is going out, but there's also inward motion too.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, in the last segment, we want to talk about healing and the need for healing to be how it's reciprocal and the importance of it being reciprocal and what that means even.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, when I'm asked, you know, what is the most important thing that you would like readers to take from your book? And I always say that I'd like for them to understand that the law of reciprocity is a cosmic law. It is not just a religious doctrine. Cosmic law informs natural law, and nature's laws are what inform and impact our healing process. So even modern science tells us that as soon as we observe something, it changes. It changes according to how we are observing it. And so for the reason self-healing is so important is because the more that we understand who we are and come back into our own wholeness, really owning our cosmic signature and really living it consciously, then we set the tone for what is going to happen in our environment. We are setting the tone for how we impact our environment because everything is connected through these spirals, through the sacred geometry, through all the things that we've been talking about in this interview. You know, instead of trying to manage our external environment and keep things away from us or keep things at bay, keep a disease at bay, you know, snuff out a symptom. What we need to do is understand that they are simply messengers, you know, leading us to greater healing within ourselves. So, you know, really to simplify this whole concept of observation, and as soon as we observe something, it changes. The choice is always you know, it comes down to either fearing what we are experiencing in the moment, or are we going to trust it? Are we going to trust in the process of life as it is unfolding and what it is revealing? So obviously I'm an advocate for trusting the process, and whatever we're facing in terms of health, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, the more we can understand who we are, what is happening, and the greater cycles that are inviting us to change our perspective, then not only do we experience a more profound healing, but we are setting the tone, as I said, for the rest of our environment and for everyone in our world.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, and well, in my world of people I'm around, of as we do our work, you know, the world reflects us. As we do our inner work, the world will start reflecting that. So that healing, you know, again, it's a microcosm, macrocosm of, we have to do our inner work in order for us to see the world that we want to see. And
exactly.
And all this, you know, our self-healing and understanding who we are, that you've been talking about, the, you know, the planetary signature, the cosmic signature of who we are. And whether you do that through astrology or whatever, any other system doing that journey of, you know, just exploring why you're here, you know, just.
Yes. And also, you know, getting out of the habit of comparing. One astrologer told me a long time ago that comparison is cancer to your soul. And I truly believe that. And that's why, I mean, like you said, whether it's through the language of astrology or anything else, understanding our unique contribution and our unique, you know, signature, and capitalizing on that is the way to heal and to help the world heal. It's not by being someone else, someone we're not.
I'm so glad you talked about that, because I think comparison is something that women do a lot. We compare ourselves, then we stop ourselves from growing. Like I can never do that, because look, they've already done it. What value do I have to give? And we're always comparing ours, you know, and then we don't allow ourselves to honor. We're not honoring our own gifts, because we're all unique.
Exactly. Yes. That is my point.
Well, what last words would you like to share with our audience that might help them on this journey?
To always question, to keep seeking, and really what we just said, to, you know, through whatever language you resonate with, understand who you are, and don't be afraid of the shadow. Don't be afraid of the symptoms. Cultivate everything that you can about your own expression and the things that you would like to do. Stop comparing yourself to anyone else, and follow your heart. I mean, really, it may sound too simple, but you can go down a lot of rabbit holes. And so to end this interview with a simple thought, I would just leave it at that. Know your heart and then follow it. Allow it to guide you.
Mm-hmm. And that's tapping into what, you know, discovering what your passions are. And I think what's helpful in that is remembering as a kid, what did you get excited about? Because we lose sight of that. We kind of forget, because we get busy adults and have our to-do list and the importance of everything that we have to, you know, keep our lives together and everybody else in our life together. And and remembering, you know, what gave you joy as a kid, and go do that. We might be playing on a swing set. I go to a swing set to get my exercise. You know,
I love
something.
It.
Yeah, it's great. It works some parts of your body you don't get to otherwise. So that I discovered. So
exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being. Pardon?
Oh, no, that's all right. I just said we have to stay innocent and playful. Very important.
Yes, innocent and playful. Yes. So check out more on Jennifer's website, www.soundworksbygehl.com. Well, I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm so glad you shared this hour with me. I'm the author of also an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a compilation of women's stories, of exploration of the divine feminine through many of our speakers and participants that are at our annual conference. We just had our 25th year this past February. So check out the book. You can also sign up for our newsletter at womanofwisdom.org. And purchasing the book there helps benefits Women of Wisdom. So I'll be back on the show next Friday talking to Mother Mary and her messages for us with the author. And I just lost her name in my mind. So anyway, it's going to be Mother Mary talking to us. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.